friends, and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world today. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, folks. A lot of news behind the news, you might say, going on inside the United States here. We at our two police and military associations here feel that one of the major issues is our open borders, of course. And we'll talk just a minute about that, because there's some eye-opening information coming out in, let's see, it's a news report coming from Ohio. Of all places, they have a battle going on between illegals and a construction site. What do you call it? Manager on a construction site. And here's what's going on in Warren County in Cincinnati, Ohio, folks. Shots were fired at the Hamilton construction site in Warren County Friday. And the owner of a construction company beaten in retaliation for the firing of a illegal alien worker, according to the Hamilton Police Department. Police responded to shots fired calls around 1 p.m., in which the male caller told them Mexicans are shooting at him. Two men were injured, according to police, after the man, who earlier had been fired on a construction company from a construction company, allegedly returned with eight other men, armed with three handguns and several baseball bats. Hamilton Police Lieutenant Jeff Barley said police are looking for a vehicle of interest, a white Chevrolet SUV with Ohio license plate. Listen to this, folks. C.D. Gomez. It's nice that he put his name on the fleeing automobile. C.D. Gomez, okay? Bradley, Lieutenant Jeff Bradley, said he believes the suspects have been residing in the city of Hamilton, although investigators say they were not able to fully identify the suspects yet. Okay, folks, we've got a break coming up. I'll tell you, it sounds like South Phoenix, my beat area for my entire career as a law enforcement person in Phoenix. Sounds like South Phoenix, but no, folks, it's Ohio. We'll be right back after the break.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Officer Jack McLam program, and I just want to impress upon all of our listeners out there the seriousness of these revolutionaries coming across our southern border. I use that term, and very few other people do, because I fought these revolutionaries, these communist revolutionaries, Marxist revolutionaries on the streets of Phoenix. Many of these guys are not fruit pickers, folks, poor, sad little fruit pickers that come here to pick our fruit and our vegetables because they don't have enough money at home to feed their families. Many, many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of these illegal aliens coming across, folks, are Marxist revolutionaries here to be ready to attack America when the balloon goes up, when they're told to do so. And this is what this sounds like. I've been in this position 100 times on the streets of South Phoenix, folks, where the illegal aliens come into there in the high crime area, in the high minority area of southern Phoenix. According to police, the suspects arrived at the construction site and rammed the construction foreman's truck with their vehicle, jumped out and damaged the truck with baseball bats, then sought out the foreman and rushed him. At that time, they displayed the handguns and fired 10 to 12 shots in the direction of the foreman and another employee, James Parsons Jr., who was coming to the foreman's aid. Very brave employee there, folks, if not a little bit stupid. Parsons was struck several times with a baseball bat, police said. The suspect re-entered their white SUVs and fled the scene, police said. Parsons was taken to the hospital with multiple injuries. The foreman was treated at the scene with minor injuries. A construction company supervisor said the incident began when a worker at the 21 Oak Subdivision construction site was asked to produce paperwork to show he was a legal immigrant. When he failed to produce the paperwork, he was fired. Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones, who has mounted an aggressive campaign to rid the county of illegal immigrants, said he had not received any official information about the incident in Warren County. Based on the media reports, Jones said it appears the employer was doing exactly what the law requires in terms of hiring undocumented workers. Check their paperwork. However, it doesn't really matter what the suspects are, if they're illegal or not illegal. It's against the law to attack another person. It's a crime and should not be taken lightly, Jones said. Legal or not, shame on them for that. Okay, that's the sheriff speaking. Well, just a little ditty there, folks, from Ohio, that these revolutionaries have gone all over the country. The Bush crime family allows 18-wheelers to come across in the NAFTA program now without even being checked. 18-wheelers coming up to the Border Patrol, and all of a sudden the lights, red light comes on. Border Patrol is told to let the truck pass without checking it. 18-wheeler now, folks, or other types of trucks too. And Border Patrol agents have told me this, that that's what's going on. So the Bush crime family continue to bring in hundreds of tons of illegal drugs and hundreds and thousands and thousands of illegal aliens, many of them communist revolutionaries coming out of the Latino countries, Mexico, South and Central America. Well, the G8 summit, folks, what do you think? President Bush and Vladimir Putin got up on different podiums, at different podiums on the same stage, and had a little tit for tat. Says during the press conference today at the G8 summit in Russia, President Bush told President Vladimir Putin that Americans want Russia to develop a free press and free religion, like Iraq. To laughter and applause, Putin responded, "We certainly would not want to have the same kind of democracy that they have in Iraq, quite honestly." Oh, boy. The exchange underscores how the war in Iraq has damaged the standing of the United States, to the point where even modest encouragement for democratic reform is met with ridicule today. Of course, it's not democratic reform over there, folks. It's totalitarianism because of these puppet government leaders the International Crime Syndicate is putting in there to control the nations. And, of course, the Iraqi people know this. They don't have control of their government. The exchange underscore, or let's see, full transcript. Here's the transcript. Bush says, "I talked about my desire to promote institutional change in parts of the world, like Iraq, where there's a free press and free religion. I told him that a lot of people in our country would hope that Russia would do the same thing. I fully understand, however, that there will be a Russian-style democracy here." Putin says, "Well, we certainly would not want to have the same kind of democracy that they have in Iraq, quite honestly." Bush, just wait. How long, Bush? Until we throw you turkeys out. Well, the only time Iraq will ever have freedom again is if we could throw these international criminals out of control of Iraq. So, very interesting, folks. Oh, by the way, praise the Lord, folks, the anti-war movement to stop us from going into these wars for oil and wars for Israel and wars for billions and billions of dollars in the pockets of these international crime syndicate families through Bechtel and Halliburton and a number of other companies over there. Lieberman, of all people, Senator Joseph Lieberman, been in the Senate for 18 years. Career politician is facing a backlash in his own party for supporting the Iraqi war. He's been overtaken by a political novice in Connecticut's Democratic Senate primary, a poll showed on Thursday. The three-term senator and vice presidential nominee of 2000 has support of 47% of likely Democrat voters against 51% for Neil Lamont, a millionaire who gained on Lieberman by portraying him as too supportive of George W. Bush. This is the Quintipatic University poll that was taken, okay? Lamont's underdog campaign in Democratic-leaning Connecticut, offers an early gauge to the intensity of the anti-war sentiment before November's midterm elections, among with a measure of the influence of the internet activists and bloggers who have rallied behind Mr. Lamont. Very interesting, folks. Lamont's surge of anti-war support highlights tensions within the Democratic Party over how to handle Iraq. Okay? This is good, folks. This is good. People are finally waking up about what is going on and what these wars are really for, and they're not anything in relationship to helping America or American people, safeguarding us or our nation at all. And people are beginning to wake up to that. Well, as we've said for months and months and months, the next wars have already been laid out and planned. It's already not on the drawing board. It's now in the promotional stage of Iran and Syria. And we've read on this station 2-3 times probably the quotes from these Zionist Trotskyite neocons that control our government today of the of their paperwork that we've seen that was written way before their speeches they've given and the things they've written way before 9/11. And they had a list of the nations that they were going to force America's soldiers into to take over in the Middle East. And Iraq was, Afghanistan was the first, Iraq was the second, and now Iran and Syria are next on the hit parade. And so it's interesting, isn't it, that every second word out of the mouth of these talking heads on all the Trotskyite neocon TV stations, which is ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and the Republican news network, Fox News, every second, third word out of their mouth is, we got to, it is Iran and it is Syria that's causing all of this fighting against Israel, okay? And surprise, surprise, we have a reporter, Aaron Klein, a Jewish reporter who's reporting in WorldNetDaily.com, that has written two reports, one on July 14th, one on July 15th, and both of these reports, he says that physically on the ground in Lebanon, here's the first report on the 14th, he says, the Syrian military are there shooting these rockets at Haifa, at Israel, okay? And then the 15th, he goes on to say, here's the one, let me turn the page here on the 15th, he says, not Syria, it's now the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that's actually firing the rockets of Hezbollah's at Israel, okay? So they're doing their very best to start war with Iran and Syria. That's what this is all about, going into Lebanon and destroying that nation. They're praying and hoping that they can get wars going between America, American soldiers, and Iran and Syria. So good old Aaron Klein, writing for World Net Daily, has got it all figured out. I wonder how he knows that Syrian military and Iranian military are firing these rockets. I wonder how he knows that, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, only working 16 hours a day now as a volunteer to help educate our police and soldiers about their constitutional duties and so forth, and who the true enemies of God and liberty are in the nation. And it's good duty. I'm happy to be here every day. Long hours, but good duty, folks, working with our police and soldiers all over the nation and even in foreign countries today. We have an organization called Police and Military Against the New World Order that's turned into an international group because we have soldiers and police officers in other nations like Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, and England, Britain, and they too are fighting the same international criminal cabal that controls America and Israel and Britain, okay? And so, without our intentions, our group, Police and Military Against the New World Order, has become an international police and military group fighting against God's enemies and our freedoms in this world. But let's go back now to our wonderful congressional elected things, okay? I have reports here that all heck's breaking loose. You know, we give $4 billion a year minimum, and then something like $4 billion in loans to Israel a year. Now, remember, it's not the Israeli people. It goes into the pockets of the international criminal cabal that controls Israel, and they use it for their own wealth creation, and also they feed it back into America through AIPAC and other organizations like the ADL and others into the pockets of our congressmen and senators, our own money. They turn around and put it a certain amount of it into the pockets of congressmen and senators to vote for the international criminal cabal that controls Israel, okay, whatever they want. And I've got a Rutgers report here that the U.S. today is rushing precision-guided bombs to Israel, rushing. Came out in the New York Times this morning. The Bush administration is rushing a delivery of precision-guided bombs to Israel, which requested the expedient shipment last week after beginning its air campaign against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. The New York Times reported on Saturday. And let me take you over to a report here by Jim Van De Ha in the Washington Post, and I'm surprised to see this in the Washington Post, to be honest with you folks, but because it's so explanatory and so explicit in details that it makes you know things that you would think the Jewish controlled, the Zionist controlled Washington Post wouldn't want you to know these things. But here it is. It says, Washington, Democrat and Republican congressional leaders are rushing to offer support for Israel's defensive against Hezbollah's fighters. rejecting a bipartisan desire to not only defend a key ally like Israel, but also solidify long-term backing of its Jewish voters and political donations in the United States, according to officials and strategists in both parties. Ah, political donations, folks. The Democrats and the Republican whores in Congress and the Senate are just putting their hands out and dancing around and saying, we love you, international criminal group there in Israel. We just love you to death. Here, we're going to help you. Give me money. Give me money. And they put the money, yours and my tax money that we gave to Israel, that you think's going to the Israeli people, but it's really going into the hands of the international criminal combine there. And so this is what's happening. With Israel intensifying its war and artillery attacks on Lebanon and warning of a protracted war, it sure is a protracted war, folks, because the whole idea is to go in Iran and Syria. Americans going in there, of course, not Israelis. The Senate yesterday unanimously passed a bipartisan resolution endorsing Israel's military campaign and condemning Hezbollah and its two backers, Iran and Syria. A few hours earlier, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada, delivered his most strident defense of Israel since the conflict erupted 2 weeks ago. The House is expected to pass a similar pro-Israel resolution today. You bet your bottom dollar. Give me money. Give me money. At the same time, several candidates in highly competitive races are touting their unequivocal backing of Israel. Representative Clay Shaw, Jr. from Florida, who faces a tough re-election race against a Jewish Democrat, introduced his own resolution charging that both Syria and Iran are directly responsible for this act of terrorism and should be held accountable. Okay. In Minnesota, Representative Mark Kennedy, the Republican Senate candidate, is criticizing what his campaign calls Democratic candidate Amy Klobuchar defending silence on the conflict, calling her a timid soul. Klobuchar, however, has staked out a very similar pro-Israel position herself. Well, be right back, folks, after the bottom of the hour break with more on how the Washington whores are going after the money. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
News here of how the elected whores in Washington, D.C. are scampering for the money, just knocking each other over, praising Israel and pushing war, which the international criminal cabal in Israel and America wants so badly with Iraq or with Iran and Syria. It says here, Israel is also the greatest recipient of U.S. foreign aid. They are the greatest by 10 times more in foreign aid than other nations get, most other nations get, and benefits from a widespread perception that it is smart politics in Washington to embrace Israel, according to Democratic and Republican officials and strategists. You better believe it. And let me tell you, folks, if you don't support the international criminals in Israel that run Israel, then your opponent that runs against you is going to get $5 million in his hands to run against you, okay, or $10 or $20 million, okay, out of taxpayers' dollars that we sent over to the international criminals in Israel, okay, out of that $4 billion. But some U.S. officials worry that the political calculation is undermining efforts to find a peaceful solution to the latest conflict in the Middle East. There is no danger for the candidate, says Republican James Moran Jr., Democrat from Virginia, adding that these politicians will get rewarded politically and financially for being out front in their support of Israel. He's figured it out. Moran said, however, that the outpouring of political support could prove dangerous to Israel. And folks, just let's stop there just a minute. I've told you before that the poor Israeli people are going to get cream. And that is the goal of the international criminal combined that controls Israel. They want Israel, the Israeli people, to get bombed and killed, so many of them, that this will start their World War III that they're working on, trying to get going. Okay? And I want you to pray for the Israeli people, because they don't want this war. Just like when the government here bombed the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and killed a lot of people, only 3,000 people, but still that's a lot of people, to push the wars, these neocon wars for oil and for land and power and money over there in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Now the Israeli people are being set up to get bombed, and there's going to be hundreds of thousands of them killed, if not a million or more. And their own government leaders, these international criminals, just like the American criminal government, doesn't care. They don't care because it promotes their goal of World War III against the Arabs. And so I just want to stop there and tell you that he's right. This guy, Representative James P. Moran Jr., Democrat from Virginia, says it's right. He's right. It's going to be very dangerous for Israel. That's because, he says, officials know how they can only go as far as the United States backs them, and the flurry of pro-Israel activity can encourage their leadership in Israel to overreach and create situations that become more problematic for Israel, he said. More problematic, you're right. They're pushing and pushing the Arabs, folks, until they're going to bomb Israel, and that will start a world conflagration, is what they're looking for. Collateral political benefit, says this writer. Congressman Moran was forced to apologize 3 years ago for blaming the U.S. Jews for pushing the country into the Iraq War. Well, if he blamed the U.S. Jews, he was wrong. If he blamed the neocons, the Zionist neocons, he was right. But I don't remember Moran saying any of this, so I can't tell you who he blamed. Because it wasn't the Jewish people in America. It was the international criminal cabal of Zionist neocons, along with the criminal cabal that controls America here, that were pushing for war in Iraq. Moran, Congressman Moran, holds a minority view in Congress. Boy, he sure does. He doesn't get that $5 million in his britches every year for his campaign because of his views, I can tell you right now. Many Democrats, who are among the largest recipients of Jewish votes and money in federal elections, are working with Republicans to pressure President Bush to reject calls to strike a more measured and fair tone and prod Israel to show greater restraint. I don't think Republican politicians made any of their decisions in this crisis or previous ones based on politics, said Matthew Brooks, executive director of the Republican Jewish Coalition, which is running newspaper ads in Jewish newspapers praising Bush for backing Israel. However, he said, there is certainly a collateral political benefit of speaking out early and forcefully for Israel. So he's right on that case, folks. Anna Greenberg, another Jewish pollster, Democratic pollster, said lawmakers in both parties believe there is a very important group in American politics that care about Israel, and that includes the Christian right and the Jewish groups, she said. Based on her research and experience, however, Greenberg said Jewish voters are motivated as much by domestic issues such as separation of church and state, because most of the Jewish voters, folks, are atheists. We know that because of the polls. We know they're atheists, and they want to keep God out of the state so that humanism will reign, and of course that's what we have today. But anyway, Greenberg says Jewish voters are motivated as much by domestic issues such as separation of church and state as by a candidate's passion for Israel. Still, the rising pro-Israel sentiment in Congress has coincided with stepped-up efforts by Democrats and Republicans to increase their support among Jews. Give us the money. Give us the money, in other words, folks. On the Republican side, the dynamics have changed considerably in the past decade. Evangelical Christians, who were once suspected of some of anti-Semitism, have led a Republican effort to forge close ties with Israel. Republican support among Jews increasing. The effort is working, strategists from both parties said. In every presidential election since 1992, Republicans have increased their share of Jewish votes. Well, folks, not unusual. We give them $4 to $8 billion a year, and they pump it back into the pockets of our Congress and senators. Not surprising whatsoever. Go to Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan isn't always right, but he's right a lot of the time, and he's just put out an article yesterday called "No, It Is Not Our War" by Patrick J. Buchanan. And he's right on target here. He doesn't go far enough in what he says, but he goes to the limit to where he knows he's not going to be suicided or have a car accident, okay? But he's pushing the limit here. He says, my country has been torn to shreds, says Fahd Siniari, the prime minister of Lebanon, as the death toll among his people passed 300 civilian deaths, 1,000 wounded, and 500,000 homeless. Israel must pay for the barbaric destruction, said Minister Siniori. Cenoria. That's it, Cenoria. To the contrary, says columnist, Jewish columnist Lawrence Kudlow, Israel is doing God's work. An American TV former Palestinian Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the ruination of Lebanon is Hezbollah's doing. But is it Hezbollah that is using U.S.-built F-16s with precision-guided bombs and U.S.-made 155 military artillery pieces to wreak havoc and devastation on Lebanon? Question mark. No, Israel is doing this with the blessing and without a peep of protest from President Bush. And we wonder why they hate us. Today we are all Israelis, brayed Jewish Ken Melman of the Republican National Committee to a gathering of Christians united for Israel. One wonders if these Christians care about what is happening to our Christian brethren in Lebanon and Gaza, who have had all power cut off by Israeli airstrikes, an outlawed form of collective punishment under the Nuremberg laws, that the left that has left them with no sanitation, rotting food because there's no electricity, impure water, and days without light or electricity in the horrible heat of July. When summer power outages occur in America, remember, it means a rising rate of death among the sick and elderly and women and infants. One can only imagine what hell it must be today in Gaza City and Beirut. But all this carnage and destruction has only piqued the bloodlust of the hairy chest warriors at the Weekly Standard. He's talking about the Trotskyite neocons there. In a signed editorial, "It's Our War," neocon Trotskyite William Crystal calls for America to play her rightful role in this war by countering this attack of aggression by Iran, folks. Iran, you hear that? With a military strike against Iranian nuclear facilities. Why wait, William Crystal says. Why wait? Well, Pat Buchanan says one reason is that the United States has not been attacked. A second is a small thing called the Constitution. Where does George W. Bush get the authority to launch a war on Iran? Well, where'd he get it on Iraq? When did Congress declare war or authorize a war on Iran, says Pat Buchanan? Answer, it never did. But these neoconservatives care no more about the Constitution than they care about the truth when they lied to us into a war in Iraq. Why wait? How about thinking of the fate of those 25,000 Americans in Lebanon if we launch an unprovoked war on Iran? How many would wind up dead or hostage of Hezbollah if Iran gave the order to retaliate for the slaughter of their citizens by U.S. bombs falling on Iran? What would happen to the 130,000 U.S. troops in Iraq if Shiite and Iranian volunteers joined forces to exact revenge on our soldiers? What about America, he says. Richard Armitage, who did four tours in Nam and ran drugs for Senior Bush out of Vietnam. I'm adding that, folks. Richard Armitage was in the CIA and did four tours in Nam just to run the dope out of the Golden Triangle for George H.W. Bush. Okay? That's the Richard Armitage he's talking about. What about America? Richard Armitage did four tours in Nam and knows quite a bit about war. Says that in its ability to attack Western targets, Al-Qaeda is the B-team. Hezbollah is the A-team. If Bush bombs Iran, what prevents Hezbollah from launching retaliatory attacks inside the United States? None of this is written in defense of Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran, says Pat Buchanan. But none of them has attacked our country, nor has Syria, whom Bush, one, made an ally in the Gulf War, and to whom the most decorated soldier in Israeli history, Ehud Barak, offered 99% of the Golan Heights. If Nixon, Bush, one, and Clinton could deal with Hafez al-Assad, a tougher customer than Sun Brashear. What is the matter with George W. Bush? The last superpower is impotent in this war because we've allowed Israel to dictate to whom we may and may not talk. Thus, Bush winds up cussing in frustration in St. Petersburg, Russia, that somebody should tell the Syrians to stop it. Why not pick up the phone, Mr. President, and you tell them to stop it? Talking about the Syrians again, folks, the president, right? Not Hezbollah and not Hamas, but the Syrians ought to stop it. What is Crystal's moral and legal grounds for a war on Iran? It is the Iranian act of aggression against Israel. Once again, folks, remember, it's not Iran, it's not Hezbollah, it's not Hamas, but William Crystal wants us to go after, of course, because that's their agenda, the Trotskyite neocons, to go after Iran and Syria. He says, what is Crystal's moral and legal ground for a war on Iran? It is the Iranian act of aggression against Israel, and that Iran is on the road to nuclear weapons, and we just can't have that. But there is no evidence, says Pat Buchanan, that Iran has any tighter control over Hezbollah than we have over Israel, whose response to the capture of two soldiers had all the spontaneity of the Schifflin plan. I don't know what that is. And again, Hezbollah attacked Israel, not us. And again, Hezbollah attacked Israel. They haven't attacked us. And there is no solid proof Iran is in violation of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which it signed, but Israel refused to sign. If Iran's nuclear program justifies war, why cannot the neocons make that case in the constitutional way instead of prodding Bush to launch a Pearl Harbor-type attack on Iran? Do they fear that they have no credibility left after pushing Bush into this bloody quagmire in Iraq that has cost almost 2,600 dead and 18,000 wounded Americans? No, Kenny boy, we are not all Israelis. Some of us still think for ourselves as Americans, first, last, and always. And no, Mr. Crystal, this is not our war. It's your war. Very good, Pat Buchanan. Yeah, he puts it out there, folks, more so than any other of the writers. And we certainly do appreciate that. Well, folks, want to take a minute here. Let's see, we have another writer here from Beirut this time. We need to look at the other side a little bit, folks, so let me share this with you from Beirut. From Lisandra Ostrom, okay, the Daily Star staff in Beirut. Says here, Israel switched gears in the military campaign against Lebanon Monday and Tuesday, launching a series of debilitating airstrikes against privately owned factories throughout the country and dealing a devastating blow to the economy already paralyzed by a week of hits on residential areas and crucial infrastructure. He's talking about now the Israelis are blowing up the industry there so people will not have any jobs. Now, these are not war targets, folks. It's for destroying Lebanon is what it's all about. And Leandra Ostrom will be back with us in just a minute to tell us what's happening and what we're not hearing in the news here in the USA. Be right back.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned.
turned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Other side of the story in Beirut here, Lysandra Ostrom in the Daily Star is writing up this information here on how the Israelis all of a sudden now are bombing all the industry in Beirut and in Lebanon there. Monday and Tuesday they launched this. And of course, did we hear about it in the news here in the USA? No, we didn't. Launching a series of debilitating airstrikes against privately owned factories throughout the country and dealing a devastating blow to the economy already paralyzed by a week of hits on residential areas and crucial infrastructure. The production facilities of at least 5 companies in key industrial sectors, including the country's largest dairy farm, Laban Layet, a paper mill, a packaging firm, and a pharmaceutical plant have been disabled or completely destroyed. Industrial insiders say the losses will cripple the economy for decades to come. I think the picture will be much worse than we can even imagine at this time. But the direct damage from yesterday's attack to the industrial sector alone will take years to recover from, said Wajda al-Bashar, the vice president of the Lebanese Association of Industrialists. So many of these factories were barely functioning before, he added, because of local obstructions to production like high energy costs and labor. Due to broken lines of communication that the affected areas, the full extent of the material and human damage is still unknown when the Daily Star went to press today. However, up to 15 factories have now been hit, according to some estimates. Bashir, that's the vice president of the Lebanese Association of Industrialists, confirms that the plastic factory in Tyre, a tissue paper factory in Sidon, a paper mill and medical supply company in Beirut's southern suburbs, and Laban Late in the Bakaa were all almost completely destroyed. Basri declined to give the company's names at this time. Former LAI, I guess this is that Lebanese Association of Industrialists, President Jacques Saret, said he was aware of two plastic factories in the south and one in the Bakaa that had suffered extensive damage. There is nothing strategic about these targets. We need the industrial sector to rebuild this country, he said. But Israel is the enemy, and they're doing everything they can to destroy the country, economically, socially, and politically. So the glorious IOF is heading forward to catch these fierce Hezbollah fighters, throwing milk bottles and threatening to wrap the Makeba tanks of the aggressors in life-threatening plastic packages. Israel has no honor. Well, somebody's making a joke there. A little news from the other side, folks. Little news from the other side. Well, I want to take a few minutes tonight or today to talk to you about something very, very serious about this whole war, folks. And we have an idea of how to stop this war. Okay, stop these wars, but it's going to take us being educated and then educating others how to do it. And on the second half of the program here, the next hour, I want to get into exactly how we can throw a real blow against these wars and the internationalists that are creating them. Be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.